On paper, Florida's economy has recovered since the Great Recession, but that progress isn't obvious looking at the state's public assistance enrollment. I'm Kate Payne. According to the Department of Children and Families, 3.3 million people rely on SNAP, or food stamps. That's more than twice the enrollment in 2008, at the beginning of the recession. Almost a third of beneficiaries do have jobs, but many are part-time or low-wage positions that don't necessarily pay the bills. And many who are unemployed face concrete barriers, like disabilities, felony convictions, or lack of education. That's according to Bruce Ferguson with CareerSource Florida.
We are hitting third and fourth grade reading levels. That is a long process to get that up to a point to where they can apply for jobs, to even apply for a job and be eligible or have a likelihood of getting it. So we're working with the kind of the most difficult of the difficult.
Heading into the legislative session, state lawmakers are analyzing why so many Floridians still need help making ends meet. And they're debating new ways to connect people to adult education, workforce training, and higher paying jobs. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.